This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. 46th U.S. President Joe Biden is summoning American resilience and unity to confront a historic confluence of crises. He used his inaugural address to urge people to come together to heal a nation left deeply divided by a tumultuous 4 years and fighting a fierce coronavirus pandemic. Biden declared that democracy has prevailed as he took the oath at a U.S. Capitol that had been battered by an insurrectionist siege just 2 weeks earlier. President Joe Biden is moving swiftly to dismantle Donald Trump's legacy on his first day in office, signing a series of executive actions that reverse course on immigration, climate change, racial equity, and the handling of the coronavirus pandemic. The new president signed the orders just hours after taking the oath of office, pivoting quickly from his pared-down inauguration ceremony to enacting his agenda. He ordered a halt to the construction of Trump's U.S.-Mexico border wall, ended the ban on travel from some Muslim-majority countries, declared his intent to rejoice the Paris Climate Accord and rejoin, and the World Health Organization, and revoked the approval of the Keystone XL oil pipeline. That's according to aides. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says that the Biden administration is working to eliminate racism and unfair treatment to immigrants.
He also launched a whole of government effort to advance racial equity and root out systemic racism from federal programs and institutions. He directed the Secretary of Homeland Security, in consultation with the Attorney General, to take all appropriate actions to preserve and fortify DACA, which provides temporary relief from deportation to Dreamers, young people who were brought to this country as children.
And the 15 executive actions and two directives amount to an attempt to rewind last 4 years of federal policies, which try